Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, Theresa May is, as we speak, asking EU leaders for a June 30th extension to the Brexit deadline. She needs a unanimous decision. She left untypical unanimity among MPs in her wake back in London after she blamed them for the Brexit crisis. MPs from across the political spectrum, both Remain and Leave supporters, condemned the Prime Minister's arrogant, toxic and irresponsible remarks. In a few minutes, I'll be speaking to her former political adviser, Joey Jones. But first, our reporter, Philip Boucher-Hayes, noticed an interesting coincidence of dates as she was making that controversial speech last night.
MPs have been unable to agree on a way to implement the UK's withdrawal. As a result, we will now not leave on time with a deal on the 29th of March. This delay is a matter of great personal regret for me.
We keep on waiting for peak Brexit, the moment when the most Brexity thing possible happens, and from then on things are going to get a bit more sane. Things like government chief whips voting against their own whip, or the architect of Brexit blaming everybody else for the mess.
And of this I am absolutely sure. You, the public, have had enough.
No doubt last night's speech won't be peak Brexit. The omni-shambles will probably get more shambolic yet. But it does represent a new low watermark in Theresa May's standing as Prime Minister.
You're tired of the infighting. You're tired of the political games and the arcane procedural rows. Tired of MPs talking about nothing else but Brexit.
Essentially, she said, I'm with you, the Brexit voting public, fed up of these lily-livered, uncommitted MPs. Stick with me and I'll get it sorted.
You want this stage of the Brexit process to be over and done with. I agree. I am on your side.
There are very unfavourable 20th century historical comparisons that could be applied to leaders who offer to relieve the people from the chaos that they themselves have caused. But there was also a different parallel yesterday. The oddest coincidence of dates.
On Tuesday night, I gave the order for British forces to take part in military action in Iraq.
16 years ago to the day, in the same building that Theresa May made the speech being described today by her own MPs as toxic and ludicrous, Tony Blair made the most toxic decision of his premiership.
Tonight, British servicemen and women are engaged from air, land and sea. Their mission? To remove Saddam Hussein from power and disarm Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
On the 20th of March 2003, Britain, almost alone in the international community, but determined to show its continued importance on the world stage, supported the US neoconservatives' war in Iraq. It's more than a coincidence of dates separated by 16 years, though. Blair's dogmatic determination to march into Baghdad alongside Bush mirrors much of Theresa May's fixation on achieving her version of Brexit while ignoring all others. First parallel, Theresa May chose to interpret the ambiguous referendum result in the way dictated by the most dogmatic of Brexiteers, and she has refused to compromise on her red lines in the 2 years since. Tony Blair was persuaded by the ultra-ideological neoconservatives in the US government's desire for regime change in Iraq shortly after September the 11th, and he never changed his position in the subsequent 2 years.
To retreat now, I believe, would put at hazard all that we hold dearest. Tell our allies that at the very moment of action, at the very moment when they need our determination, that Britain faltered. I will not be party to such a course.
Second parallel, Tony Blair committed himself to going to war before anyone properly worked out what should happen in Iraq once Saddam was gone. Theresa May committed herself to the most extreme form of Brexit without a clear understanding of what the future of EU-UK relations would look like once Britain was gone.
And of course, at the point at which we exit the European Union, we will need to know what our new relationship with the European Union is.
Third parallel. Tony Blair ignored the considered and principled advice of trusted colleagues and walked himself into damaging resignations from government. Theresa May's cabinet has a built-in revolving door.
I have chosen to address the House first on why I cannot support a war without international agreement or domestic support.
Parallel 4. Tony Blair had other options open to him, options being followed by trusted partners, France and Germany, but he repeatedly ruled them out. Theresa May had other options open to her. She could have rubbed out any of her red lines on the customs union, single market membership or second referendum, but she too has repeatedly ruled them out.
Some have suggested holding a second referendum. I don't believe that's what you want, and it is not what I want. We asked you the question already, and you gave us your answer. Now you want us to get on with it. And that is what I am determined to do.
The salutary tale of Tony Blair isn't some long-forgotten 17th century piece of parliamentary trivia. The irony is that he keeps on popping up everywhere nowadays.
The fact that this government is in this state of dysfunction, I mean, disarray is too small a word for it.
The double irony is that he is offering clear-minded political analysis of Brexit, proving again and again why he was once the preeminent political communicator of his generation.
Prime Minister's searching for a solution to the Northern Ireland problem. She's finding it hard. The reason for that is very simple. There isn't a solution to the Northern Ireland problem.
But very few people listen to Tony Blair without saying, what about Iraq? Blair drank the neocon Kool-Aid, ignored wise voices close to home, kept his eyes on what he determined to be the prize, and in the process ruined his reputation forever, not to mention an entire country. If he is an example of why politics should always be about the art of compromise, Theresa May is either doomed or determined to repeat that bit of recent history.